Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
Welcome back to this Game Day series, examining what happened at the cross like a video-assisted referee from six different angles. If you've just jumped in, then remember you can catch up from week one on this podcast feed so you don't miss a single angle of this greatest event in history. So let's get going with the fourth VAR of the cross of Christ. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Mark chapter 10 verse 45. If a professional player is under contract to a club or governing body, the player is restricted from leaving that team to join another. Regardless of the player's wishes, if the owners want to insist that the player cannot leave the team, the owners have complete control over the player. The only way to get away from the current club is if another team is willing to pay the asking price required to free the player from their contract. The Bible explains that human beings are under contract to God's enemy, Satan, and that Satan has complete control over human lives. Humanity is in slavery to Satan and, as a result, in bondage to sin. Jesus articulates this desperate situation. I tell you the truth, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. John chapter 8, verse 34. Sin is the human plight from which we cannot extricate ourselves. Sin is the addictive power controlling our lives. The power of sin is sometimes obvious to all when people are addicted to alcohol or drugs. But sin's grip is often not so public with sins like slander, hatred, envy, greed, and pornography. This VAR angle of the cross that Jesus frees us highlights the perspective that we are held in a captivity from which only the payment of a ransom can set us free. And the Bible explains that at the cross, Jesus freed us from our bondage to sin. And having been purchased at the cross, our slavery to sin is broken such that we can develop an ability to live holy lives. We have been rescued from slavery and liberated to serve a far better master. The Apostle Paul explains this in his letter to Titus. While we wait for the blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Saviour Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good. Titus chapter 2 verses 13 to 14. Jesus Christ's death on the cross redeems us from the power of sin, and so our slavery to sin is broken. This is the basis of the Christian's ability to live a holy life. The cross offers us real liberation from the power of sin. Our contract with Satan has been nullified because our new master has paid the asking price. This was Jesus' life. The price is paid. We are free to flourish under our new owner and manager. Lord, please help me to flourish in the freedom you have offered me by buying my liberty from my previous horrible master. Help me to enjoy having you as my master for the rest of my life because of your purchase at the cross. Amen. Pray for your friends. Lord, please open the door for your message of reconciliation at my club or team, so the teammates can know they may be rescued from demoralizing slavery by Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.